Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, May 10th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On Friday, Sri Lanka's parliament heard its second reading of a controversial anti-conversion bill. World Hope's Keith Norris says while it's still too early to be able to guess the potential impact of the law, they're keeping a watchful eye on what's happening.
We are praying and hoping that this bill will not pass and that Christians will still have freedom to express their faith and share it with others. But as we look at this bill, we're trying to make preparations about future and how this will affect our work.
Next, more storms and floods have damaged hundreds of homes in Romania, where some 3,700 people were evacuated. However, Little Samaritan Mission's Florin Pindic-Blaj says they're flooding the air with living water, God's word through Christian radio. They're broadcasting on 18 stations, but have licenses for more.
Still, we have 8 licenses to open 8 radio stations. 4 of them, we got to be on air somehow at the beginning of June, and 4 of them a little bit later, as Lord will provide the resources.
And a new church has been dedicated in China. China Partner reports that a 5,000-seat church was dedicated last week in Hangzhou, Zhejiang. 10,000 people crowded into the dedication service. A teaching team from China Partner will return to Hangzhou next month to conduct seminars at a nearby theological seminary. Due to the enormous church growth, young emerging Christian leaders have to be trained to take on ministry responsibilities now being vacated by old pastors. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.